Here with me in the studio is a gentleman who has charge of the experimental department at the Pawpaw Bait Company. He has been there for 13 years. He's Mr. Del Arnold. Mr. Arnold, will you tell our listeners something about your experimental work at Pawpaw?
My work at the Pawpaw Bait Company is somewhat varied. New designs in casting and trolling lures made of wood, metal, and plastics, as well as fly rod lures of all kinds, together with finishes, tools, and methods for quantity production are all parts of my work.
Well, I imagine that your job's a very interesting one, Mr. Arnold.
Yes, it is, Dr. Dunbar.
Mr. Arnold, are fish lured by the color of a bait?
Well, I don't claim to be an authority on the question. I do think that fish are attracted by certain colors, and in some instances, angered or irritated into a striking mood. I personally believe that the amount of reflected light is the important thing. This is generally brought about by the use of bright plated parts and by special light reflecting finishing materials. I do feel, though, that the action of a lure is more important than the color.
I see. What are the other things you have to think about in designing a bait?
It is decided first as to what type of lure we'll try to build, sinking, surface, or subsurface. It may be plastic or wood or possibly metal. What will the weight be? 3/8, half, or 3/4 of an ounce? How many hooks will it have? Will it be clear in case of a patent suit? Can it be made? Can it be made to sell at a reasonable price? Will it catch fish? Will it sell over the counter? There are some others, too.
Well, thank you, Mr. Arnold, for telling us about your job.